President John Dramani Mahama has cut the sod for the construction of the three-tier interchange at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra. The 74 million euro project will be completed in 2 years. President Mahama appealed to commuters to bear with the inconveniences that the construction of the interchange will cause them. He asked them to see it as a sacrifice towards the project.
This is a very significant project we are about to start, and I would say why it's significant. Indeed, it's long overdue. If you look at how Accra is constructed, probably the busiest interconnection point in Accra between different parts of the cities is the Kwame Nkrumah Circle. We probably should have started this interchange first before any other interchange in this city. But better late than never. I made a promise that this year we'll cut the sod for start of work on the Kwame Nkrumah interchange. And I'm happy that God has preserved all our lives to be here today to witness this event. Accra is growing very fast, and as a proactive government, we're not sitting for the changes in Accra to overwhelm us. With regards to the road network, we're being proactive, and we're looking to open as many channels as possible so that traffic can continue to flow within the city, and that Accra will continue to be one of the leading cities in West Africa.
President John Mahama.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Oponfosu, has lauded the government for fulfilling its vision to roads leading to expand the roads leading to Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra. Speaking to Radio Ghana at the sod cutting, Mr. Oponfosu said the project will boost economic development and increase gross domestic product.
It's very, very important. It fulfills the government's Better Ghana agenda pledge, and as it relates to urban development, mobility is a key development challenge, and government is very much committed to the urbanization agenda. So in terms of mobility, it has implications for social, economic, and cultural activities of people. So this project will go a long way to address a key development challenge in urbanization. And we are very happy that it's happening today. We are all here waiting for His Excellency the President to cut the sod.
What is the basic rationale behind this project?
As I said, this interchange is at the nerve center of movement in the city. And once we have this project, we'll have a free flow of people within the metropolis to carry on with their economic activities, their social activities, and their cultural activities. All activities are related to the mobility of people will be addressed. And as we observe on a daily basis, this Nkrumah Circle gets very much congested. So while the project is completed, we'll have a free flow of people to enable them to carry on with their activities.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Oponfosu, in that interview with George Ankara.
Meanwhile, the Chief Executive Officer of the DVLA, Rudolf Beckley, says for economic development of any nation to be enhanced, the nation must not lose sight of its infrastructure in the transport sector. He congratulated government on pursuing this noble agenda to quicken the travel time in Accra, which will also translate into economic development. The project will also serve as a platform to create employment for Ghanaian youth.
The economic development of any nation, that nation must not lose the fact of transport. And therefore, any nation that is so desirous of putting itself together to develop the economy very well. Transport is the bane of every development. And therefore, if there is a procedure or if the government is so concerned about developing transport and making sure that the infrastructure that will enhance the movement of people, that will enhance mobility, is so much a welcome news. If you look at what is going on, the reason for which His Excellency the President is cutting the sod this morning to improve that of the circle area, it is simply to ensure that the road transport environment is enhanced. Infrastructure is developed, infrastructure is improved to quicken or to hasten mobility. One other thing we have to observe is that once we are developing our transport means, we are improving travel time. And travel time to a large extent also enhances mobility to a large degree. It ensures that people arrive in their destinations in quicker time. So it is in order to ensure that, yes, the economy develops through the infrastructure works that are going on. And therefore, as somebody who is with the DVLA, I think it's so much a welcome news to ensure that we develop the infrastructure base upon which our transport means we will ride and ride in comfort and safety. If you look at the growth of vehicles, growing at an annual rate of 12%, all we have to do is to also expand our infrastructure to meet that growth. And therefore, it is in line. We are very happy with the fact that, yes, the government of the day is looking at expanding infrastructure to ensure that the percentage growth in terms of vehicle importation, in terms of vehicle use, is accommodated as a result of the infrastructure growth we are currently having.
Apart from the impact that will quicken travel time, which will reflect or translate into economic development, what other benefit do you think this road expansion and rehabilitation or transformation will cost Ghana?
One other benefit apart from improvement of travel time is the fact of employment, where as a result of the expansion of this particular project, a lot of employment opportunities are going to come up. Artisans are going to get jobs. The masons are going to get jobs. Even the construction workers are going to get jobs. And it will even improve a lot in that area. People who even sell foodstuff will get something to do. So in terms of employment, a lot is going to even happen in that manner. It is also going to, as a result of the travel time that is going to be enhanced, it can lend itself to a lot of economic programs. For example, it can even lend itself into kind of investment. Don't forget that the Circle Enclave is also, it joins a lot of international routes. That Circle Enclave can take you through Takoradi, even to our neighboring countries, and therefore it's a very important hub. So quite apart from the travel time that is going to be improved, a lot of employment avenues, opportunities are going to also arise as a result of the infrastructural facility that is currently going on, for which is in the president is cutting the sword. So a lot is going to happen by way of even employment in addition to the travel time.
Chief Executive Officer of the DVLA, Rudolph Berkeley, talking to George Ankra.